Welcome to our worship of God on this holiday weekend. So we come together to worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, on Labor Day. When we think about all the labors that God has equipped us to do and the labors that we enjoy doing. So welcome to you all. Please look over your bulletin and check out the various announcements. There is no community meal this week, so please be aware of that if you either serve or attend. Please pay particular attention to page 8 about Blast Sunday. It's going to be nice and cool and sunny next Sunday, correct? So that we will have outdoor worship on the East Lawn, followed by the chicken barbecue, and then there will be some fellowship activities of all ages to enjoy. So 8 o'clock worship will be in the chapel, and that will be live streamed because we tried to live stream outdoor service last year, and that didn't work very well. So please, if you're connecting in by live stream, you got to get up a little early next Sunday at 8 for that service. And I invite Dan Light to come forward and share about the mission of the month.
Yeah, for those of you who may not know me, I'm Dan Light, and I serve on the missions committee. I'm here to let you know that during the month of September, the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission is your mission of the month. TGRM serves the homeless in Toledo, worship services, thousands of nutritious meals. They do temporary shelter for both men and women, Christian counseling, job training, and job placement. Next Sunday at both services, Kelly Yannis, the director of TGRM, will be present, and I'm hoping she will give us a more personal view of how TGRM is changing lives one at a time. And you will also have an opportunity to be a part of that ministry a couple of different ways. You can direct part of your monthly offering to TGRM. You can get involved in another way. Kelly is bringing a large van from the mission, and we're suggesting next Sunday that you bring gently used clothing, towels, bedding, household goods, small kitchen appliances like toasters, coffee makers, microwaves, lamps. And immediately after each service, Kelly will have the van in the south parking lot, and she and I will accept your donations. And I'd like to close with a short story. The title is called "The Lady Shopper Encounters a Man on the Street." As she headed her car toward Toledo, she thought of the things that she wanted to buy downtown. After parking her car, she headed out walking toward the first store. She had to cross the street at the stoplight. As she reached the other side, she noticed a man holding a sign. The sign read, "Homeless. Can you spare some change? God bless you." Their eyes met briefly, and she thought for just a minute, "Should I give him something?" As she hurried on past, she thought, "It could be a scam. Maybe he's not homeless at all." After finishing her shopping, she returned home. As she thought about what to fix for her family's evening meal, she had much to choose from. After the meal, as she scraped the leftover food into the garbage can, she reminded herself, "My family doesn't like to eat leftovers." And what did the man have to eat that day? That evening, they watched TV in the living room and had snacks. And where did the man spend the evening? Soon it was time for bed. She washed her face and hands. And did the man have a shower today? She dressed in clean pajamas. And did the man have clean clothes for tomorrow? She slipped into her bed and adjusted her covers, and the man lay down on a piece of cardboard and covered himself with a thin blanket. As she closed her eyes to sleep, in her mind's eye, she recalled the man's eyes she had seen that day. Could it be that he really was homeless? Should she have given something? She tried to sleep, but all she could see were the man's eyes staring back at her. Had she missed an opportunity? "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. When? Asked the disciples. And Jesus replied, truly I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Thank you, Dan. And now I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Our opening scripture today comes from Psalm 95, starting at verse 1. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we praise you as our creator, the one who makes us and makes us anew. Lord, this weekend we thank you for the work you have given us to do, the work we use to earn our daily bread. We thank you for all of these gifts that you use to sustain our lives and our families. Lord, we thank you for rest, and we thank you for this day of rest where we can come here and hear your word and pray and sing and join together in the fellowship of believers. May we be able to rest in your promises, in your gifts, in the truth of the salvation won for us. Lord, may you renew us this morning, invigorate us by your Spirit, that we may go from this place empowered to continue to serve and give our lives for those around us. We pray this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
I invite you to stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn. It's the music is an insert in the bulletin, Earth and All Stars. Let us join together in praising God for his work in creation and in every aspect of our lives.
Thank you.
Now we have a time of responsive reading. It is number 674 in the hymnal for dedicated service. I'll read the plain text and you can respond with a bold face. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him.
For as one body, we have many members, and all members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord.
Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless who do not curse.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Thank you. You may be seated.
I invite any children to come forward for a message together. All right. The very beginning of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God started working. And on day one, he worked and he created light. On day two, he worked and he created the waters above and the waters below, the seas and the clouds, right? And on day three, he worked and he made land. And what did he fill the land with? What's on the land? Plants and trees, grasses, yeah. On day four, he worked and he made the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets, all that we can see up in the skies. In day five, he worked and he filled the air that he made with birds, and he filled the water he made with fishes and everything that lives in the sea. And day six, he worked and he made everything that lives on the land. All your favorite animals that you see at the zoo, right? Or outside. Also, on day six, God said, I want to make something very special. And he made people, right? He made Adam and Eve. And on day seven, God rested, right? Took a break, rested on the seventh day. But that doesn't mean the work was done. He still had work to do. And he told Adam and Eve in the garden that there was work to do. They had to take care of it and tend to the plants and tend to the animals and name the animals. And there was lots of work to do. Now, that was back in the garden. Do people still work today and have jobs to do? Yeah, we have firemen and policemen and teachers and farmers and pizza delivery guys and mechanics, all those different jobs that people do. The jobs they do to earn money and to buy food, right, and take care of their families. But we also have work to do outside of our jobs. What's this person doing? Helping someone, right? Now, this isn't work that we get paid to do. We don't earn anything by doing this. We're also called to work to help. And this could be helping someone get up, but it could also be writing a card, saying something nice, praying for someone, visiting someone, right? Giving someone a hug who needs a hug, right? We are called to do this kind of work as well. And this is work that's motivated by God's love. You see, Jesus came and he taught people and he healed people and he prayed for people and then he died for people because he loves us and he wanted to forgive us and give us new lives. So in our new lives, we're not just working for food and money, but we're also working to help people as well. And it's called Christian love. So let's pray. You can repeat after me. Thank you, God, for work, for helping people. Give me the opportunity to serve you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can go back to your seats now.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we come before you as your people. Lord, in the reading we've read about dedicated service, Lord, we thank you for the dedication, the faithfulness that you show us through the presence of your Spirit, the counsel of your Spirit, and the saving grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, as you worked to begin creation, you work today. You work in our lives that we would be dedicated servants. You work on our behalf for the forgiveness of sin, for love and for strength, fellowship and support and encouragement to worship you. So we thank you for all your creative action, all your creative work. And Lord, in this time, on this Sabbath, when you remind us to worship and to rest, Lord, may we continue to draw strength and direction, hope and peace from you. Lord, as we consider the gift and the honor it is to be laborers, both laborers in the world and laborers in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the church. Lord, may we not take it for granted. Lord, may we not shirk our responsibilities. But Lord, we pray that you would inspire us and you would further equip us to be helpful. To be helpful in ways that can be unexpected. To be helpful in ways that can be planned out for weeks of teaching or leading or serving. But ways that we just honor you by being, quote, that good example of love. And Lord, as a church and as part of a nation, we pray that you would continue to help us raise up laborers, both in the world and in the church. And here in the church, we pray for laborers, for volunteers, for servants that have a joy and to want to share that joy, a joy of knowing Jesus and the saving grace in his name. Lord, we pray that we would indeed rest and we would enjoy tomorrow's national holiday. And Lord, as then we go back to work, go back to school, and whatever we might do, may we be people of Christ to honor you. Lord, on this day, we think about the people listed on the back of the bulletin, the concerns and requests. We continue to pray for your providence. We pray for your strength. We pray for your peace and for your healing. We also pray that as a congregation, we would continue to encourage one another, lifting up one another in prayer. And Lord, as we go through this day, Lord, may we just continue to offer up prayers on behalf of them and the people that are connected with this congregation in some way, serving in the armed forces. We pray for those that are serving this church or serving the world and that we partner with them in the missionary work of the church. And Lord, we pray for those that are living in care facilities and those that are homebound. We pray that they would know your peace and your truth. Lord, unite us. Continue to unite us as we offer the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul, I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my face shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will sing, worthy is the Lamb, and I hear the cry of every longing heart. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. And I will when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.
And looking forward to that time when we will rise, let us stand as we are able and sing our hymn of dedication. It's number 379 in the hymnal, Take My Life and Let It Be.
Amen.